and I'm at the open Wi-Fi booth, and I'm talking to?
Xianjun Jiao, which is the main developer of the open Wi-Fi.
Okay, open Wi-Fi, it seems fairly explanatory.
Mm-hmm. Actually, that explains nothing. That's a puzzle name. Okay, actually, what is open Wi-Fi? In one sentence, open Wi-Fi is an open source Wi-Fi chip design.
So what does that mean? Is the protocol itself open, or is the hard, is this a hardware project or a software project or both?
You can call it a FPGA project. Because FPGA, you know, when we tape out a Wi-Fi chip, FPGA is always the intermediate step before you tape out a real Wi-Fi chip, right? Because tape out costs lots of money, you don't want it to be fail. So you do FPGA first. Currently, we have open source our Wi-Fi chip design in the FPGA phase. That means you have access on GitHub to all the FPGA code, which is in Verilog. And we also develop or open source our own Wi-Fi chip driver in Linux. Because most of the Wi-Fi chip, they work in Linux, right? In your cell phone, in your laptop, they need driver. Then your Linux will recognize your chip as a network interface. Another sentence, open Wi-Fi project. We open source all the code from antenna to Linux application.
Way from the hardware the whole way up.
Yes, full stack.
Actually, before that, because you're open sourcing the designs right through the hardware up to the kernel.
Sorry, what the?
Well, you're with the by releasing the code for the designs of the chips. You're actually even before the hardware.
That depends on how you define hardware. Currently, our hardware is used off the shelf FPGA development board. From Xilinx and from Analog Device. They offer development boards for people to try their FPGA chip or the front-end chip. You know, FPGA is a programmable chip. By our design, we turn this FPGA to a Wi-Fi chip.
Yeah. So with that, I could take your code and I could make a Wi-Fi chip then, could I?
Yes, that's one of the use case. If you are a company that are trying to build your own Wi-Fi chip. Maybe for special use case, right? For drone, for train, for aircraft, you have some special use case. You want to tailor the commercial Wi-Fi chip for your use case. Then you go for big company, Broadcom, Qualcomm. Would you please customize a Wi-Fi chip for my application? Then the first question you get is, how big the volume per year? Then you will get rid of the customer list because your niche market, your volume is quite low. In that case, you can build your own Wi-Fi chip, start from our design, because our design is white box, right? And or you want to build some open source hardware for some open source computer, like open source phone, open source laptop, open source computer. Computer, you need CPU, no problem. You have Linux there, but you always need to access internet via some connection chip. Could be Wi-Fi chip, currently or commercial Wi-Fi chip. If you want to build open source Wi-Fi chip, then start from our solution would be ideal.
Okay, fantastic. But is there not some legal requirements that you're not allowed to broadcast that the chips need to go through validation and then they need to adhere to Wi-Fi or they need to adhere to radio spectrum. How do you get around that, or is that the problem of the manufacturer?
Yes, that's true. That's the problem of the chip vendor. We position ourselves as a solution or reference design vendor, right? As you know, all the software-defined radio platform, they are capable of violating any FCC or radio spectrum rule, right? Everyone knows that. But for research or development, you need that kind of hardware. But how hardware run, it depends on developer. right? In this case, if you try to tape out your own Wi-Fi chip based on our design, then it will be your duty to align with regulation. It will be your duty to test your Wi-Fi chip in the Wi-Fi Alliance. Yes.
Completely get it. Thank you very much. So what are we seeing here on the table?
On the table is our reference design running on the off-the-shelf FPGA development board.
Yeah.
Right? In this design, there is the black thing is the system on chip, Xilinx Zynq 7000 chip, FPGA chip.
Yeah.
In the chip, there are two parts, ARM processor and FPGA.
Yeah.
On the ARM processor, embedded Linux is running, and AP software is running in the Linux. Our Wi-Fi driver also running in the Linux. On the FPGA part, our Wi-Fi chip design is implemented. So basically, the board is currently it's configured as a Wi-Fi router without any commercial Wi-Fi chip on board.
So it's 100% open source.
Yes, yes, yes. But our code 100% open source under AGPL V3.
Yeah.
But you should realize, as a complicated full solution, we don't deliver everything, you know. We have to rely on some IP from other companies.
Yeah.
Like we start from analog device reference design.
Yeah.
We start from Xilinx reference design, where there are many essential infrastructure IP, right?
Yeah.
Like the Xilinx has the DMA controller, analog device has the IP to control their RF frontend.
Yeah.
We rely on those infrastructure IP.
Yeah.
On top of that, we deliver the basic, the Wi-Fi IP.
Okay. Thank you very much for taking the time and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thanks.